Hello, Play the Game family. Welcome to the show. Thank you for joining us.
This episode is brought to you by G2 Paintball. G2 Paintball is back, and you guys should be incredibly excited. If you are in the area in Arizona or anywhere on the West Coast, you want to make sure you do not miss this. Being in paintball shape is one of the most important things to being a top-level player, not just a top-level pro, but a top-level player in any division. If you are trying to win tournaments, you want to be in the best physical condition possible. Paintball is so physically demanding. It requires so much of your physical ability, and G2 Paintball is designed to help you maximize that potential, both on and off the field. G2 Paintball played a huge role in our World Cup win. It pays dividends to get out there and do these exercises, do these kinds of training. It is so difficult. It is very tough, but it's going to put you in position to win events, and that's what we're here to do. I teach this at all of my clinics. I always preach the importance of physical fitness in paintball ability. You can get all the way to the finals, but if you are only at 60% and a less talented, less skilled, less experienced team is at 90 or 100%, they are likely going to beat you. Do not let your physical ability be the reason you guys are not winning events. Get signed up for G2. If you guys are in the area, make sure you get active, get involved. It is owned and operated by Victor Gamboa and Rusty Glaze. You have players like Tyler Harmon, myself, Ryan Greenspan, all part of the entire G2 program. You guys can stay up to date with everything at g2paintball.com, and we hope to see you at an event very soon.
This episode is brought to you by Lone Wolf Paintball. They are an online supplier and have been around since the beginning of the game as Michigan's premier paintball field and paintball supplier since 1987. They are rapidly expanding into the online retail space and supplying everything you need for paintball and to just have a great time out there at your local paintball fields. They are amazing for the paintball community, and they have got it all for you. Go to lonewolfpaintball.com. to get any of your favorite brands, and head over there and take a quick surf on the Lone Wolf Paintball wave at lonewolfpaintball.com. They have what you need at a great price, and they boast amazing customer service and same-day shipping, which is outstanding because it's always nice to order something and know it's on its way immediately. So go ahead, give them a look, check out their YouTube, their Instagram. The Instagram name is Lone Wolf PB. YouTube is Lone Wolf Paintball. And keep up to date with deals, sales, and content. PTG is absolutely honored to have them on board. So head over to lonewolfpaintball.com and become a part of their community. Play the Game podcast is brought to you by Transfuse. Transfuse is the greatest electrolyte formula in the universe. It is amazing. You need to have this stuff in your kitchen. You need to have it in your car, in your bag. If you're traveling, just have it around because it is going to save you. It is going to be that boost that you need to keep you going strong into your day and into a tournament for paintball. We absolutely love it, and we've been using it religiously for over a year. Dynasty has been trying it out. We've been passing it out to all the guys, and the proof is in the pudding. It has been working. Practices are able to last longer because we can play longer. The tournaments have been obviously going well. We won World Cup and we were using Transfuse out there. It is easy. It's portable. It's delicious. It's nutritious. It's everything that you need in your life, and you need to give it a try. Top pros are using it. They're at all the NXL events. And obviously, if these top tier athletes are using it to be the best version of themselves, you should probably give it a look. It has magnesium, potassium, and sodium to keep you hydrated. It has zinc, vitamin C, vitamin B, and choline to give you a cognitive and immunity boost. And it is delicious. It is just good stuff. You're going to absolutely love this stuff. So we want you to try it. Tell us what you think. Give us a message. Tropical Bliss is my favorite, so maybe give that one a look. They're going to be doing a lot of big things in 2021, so stay tuned for Transfuse and some of the big developments that they have. Don't be dehydrated. Use Transfuse. Go to translabs.com, TRANZLABS.com. Use code PLAYTHEGAME and you'll get 10% off. If you subscribe to a monthly service, you'll get an additional 11% off, so you could potentially take advantage of 21% off on Transfuse. Do not sleep on this stuff. Give it a look and enjoy. PTG is brought to you by Heal Brand CBD. They are a CBD powerhouse making a huge splash in the paintball industry in 2021 and beyond. Be on the lookout for them at NXL events and everywhere in between. CBD is an absolute staple in my healing process, and they are helping out so many people. They want to heal the world, and we want to help them along on their mission to do that. They create the highest quality CBD products you've ever seen, and I know because I've been using them for quite some time. They have amazing stuff like nanotechnology, which I only recently learned about, which is pretty spectacular. It is taking that large CBD particle, and what Heal Brand is doing is breaking that down into microscopic greatness with their process, which will allow for the particles of CBD to pass through your cell wall more quickly and more efficiently. As opposed to normal CBD, it could take some time before you start to feel the effects. With nanotechnology, you feel the effects immediately because that particle is getting through those cell walls with more efficiency and able to go to work quicker. People are using this stuff for inflammation, anxiety, and also as a sleep aid. Heal Brand has an amazing knockout shot that you have to check out. You got to head over to the website and check out all these amazing products for your pets, for yourself, for recovery, and just for feeling better in life. They have a wide variety of benefits that CBD can provide. And my favorite that they have is the cool down cream. They have a cool down cream that I use for soreness and recovery after getting shot up with paintballs and I'm all bruised. It's nice to rub that stuff on there. And then also if you strain a muscle, it really helps with loosening it up and making it feel great. So head over to healbrand.com, HEALBRAND.com. Use code PLAYTHEGAME and you will get 10% off of your orders. That is exclusively for the Play the Game family. We are so appreciative of everybody supporting us and supporting the sponsors. So head over and give Heal Brand a look. Today we have the full breakdown and press release, I guess you would call it, of exactly why I have made the move over to Houston Heat and all the details of what's going on in there. We chat about our upcoming clinics and just different ways that we can be better paintball players and better parts of the community for paintball and the world abroad. So without further ado, let's get into it.
That was an insane inside move by Marcelo Margot. Great communication.
And the crowd starts chanting Harmon.
Great shot by all the guys. So Tyler Harmon saved that game. He came out with two wins. Marcelo Margot was on fire.
Tyler Harmon, the man of the hour. My brother, I'm a little sad, yeah, but also so happy for you. Oh, man, dude. What's happening, brother?
Everything is good. Obviously we've gone through a transition here and it's been, I think I broke the internet. Pretty sure that's what happened here.
Yeah, it's repairing itself right now. It's like the dot-com bubble explosion.
Yeah. But, it's what's in alignment for me and my family and my heart and, the future of the paintball game. And I'm extremely excited and honored to be a part of Houston Heat. It is a tremendous honor to be, surrounded by those dudes on that team. And I'm excited to see what we can create, with that organization. It's heartbreaking too, obviously, because I love Dynasty and I will always love Dynasty. Dynasty will always be a huge aspect of me. And, it has helped me in so many ways being a part of Dynasty as a person, as a paintball player, as a businessman, and just knowing how to, better navigate life. And so at the end of the day, the thing that I want everybody to know is how grateful and humbled that I am from that experience on Dynasty, because it's in my heart forever and it'll never not be a part of me. I'm excited for the future, like I said, and I'm ready to get to work and do what needs to be done for my family. Cause that's, at the end of the day, I got two sons and a beautiful wife there. And my baby Marcelo as well, that I absolutely love with all my heart. And, it's all for you guys. That's what this whole thing's about. It's all for you.
Well, first of all, don't go getting too focused and too excited about practicing and training hard, hopefully now you just kick back and relax and not play too hard out there. Unfortunately, I know that's not going to be the case, but, it's a lot of people have hit me up as well. I got tons of phone calls, text messages, and Instagram messages, and, you know, people wondering if you and I are okay. And I mean, you know, my yeah. message has been very consistent that I fully support you and, you know, look, man, your family has made a lot of sacrifice too. And I think a lot of fans, you know, that aren't really close to the pro players, they don't understand what goes into being a professional paintball player and how difficult it is and how much sacrifice their families make for little compensation and little rewards sometimes. You know, the reward is internal, you know, that's why we do this. But, you know, when you can position yourself to give back to them for all the sacrifices they've made for your 15, 20 year journey in this, I mean, you know, I couldn't, yeah, exactly. You know, I mean, it really is. And so that's why, you yeah. know, from the beginning, you know, you have my support and, you know,
you are a different breed of person. You're, as a friend, I could never ask in my life to have a better person in my corner than you. Throughout this whole entire thing, you have been the most single supportive person I could ever imagine. And to be my business partner as well, you know, a lot of relationships can't really stand those kinds of tests. And you really, man, you showed your true colors here. And I'm forever grateful for you and how you have just stood by me and supported me through all of this. And you're right, Marcelo. My family has sacrificed a lot on a lot of different basis. And, absolutely. You know, we've changed our whole life for paintball. And, you know, we're excited. My little guys, they're excited. My wife's excited for me. And, you know, it's not easy. It hasn't been easy. It's been the most gut-wrenching experience I've ever been through in paintball, hands down. Like, not turning, belly twisting, just getting hit from a million different angles of social media. And, you know, like I said, the internet was doing backflips and nobody really knows like what's going on. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I possibly, you know, I should look into doing a better job of explaining that, you know, but mm-hmm. there's really not much for me to explain except for just, you know, it's been difficult. It's been a tough journey, but I'm excited. I'm excited yeah. for what's ahead.
Of course. A lot of people had a lot of questions, of course. You know, of course they're going to a player of your caliber, yeah. your statue, makes a switch, yeah. you know, especially after the first event. And, you know, of course the whole paintball world is like on their head. Yeah. I saw everywhere, biggest move since
all I'm on land, my head.
You know, it's yeah, totally, totally. But I've played this game long enough, man, to where, you know, to me, true friendships are hard to come by. The game is always going to be here. I'm not willing to sacrifice mm-hmm. any sort of my valued friendships for that kind of stuff, even though.
Dude, we go way back.
We go way back, dude. Way back. Way back. 16 years old yeah. at the event, you know, yeah. just randomly on the same flight out to Boston together. So.
Yeah,
you know, that was
awesome.
That's something that's
we were getting into trouble then too, huh?
I don't know if we've shared that story on, you know, what's funny actually, dude, I think when we first started this show, you drove out to San Diego and we did that episode. I'm not even going to say what we titled, yeah. but I think we did like a practice episode. Mm-hmm. Before we started the show to make sure we had everything in check. And we talked about that story.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe
you
we'll
still
let,
have it on the hard drive.
We do. Yeah, absolutely. Maybe we'll let the GOAT community in our Discord have access to that someday.
That would be tremendous for sure. We'll see. Yeah. We got to let that loose at some point.
Yeah, man. Well,
that's what paintball is all about, dude. Mm-hmm. Having fun and creating relationships that last through anything, you know, mm-hmm. That, you know, It's not about different teams. It's not about sex or lines or like, and I said S-E-C-T-S, sex or lines, sure. you know, no division, no, you know, it's team paintball. It's team us. This is paintball. And, you know, it's hard to see that. And especially in sports, like sports are cutthroat. And if you're talking about real sports, you know, then it goes to a whole nother, like pro athlete sports is a whole nother realm. But, oh, yeah. You know, we have to really make sure that we're boosting the community and tipping it in the right way and not like not throwing shade at things that we don't fully understand. And the internet is, it's just completely lopsided all the time. And, you know, you only get half the glass typically always. So it's really easy to do those kind of things on the internet. But I think as a people, we can learn to maybe, you know, not throw those stones in the water so much, because we don't understand really why we're even putting those ripples out there. It's fun too. I understand that people want to have fun and let it rip on the keyboards. So, you know, I totally get it, but it's just, you know, I wish there was more clarity. And it's just, thank God we have this show, you know, to be able
to speak on it, provide all the clarity, you know, that we feel.
Exactly.
It is nice.
Yeah. So God bless PTG. Let's go, PTG fam. That's what it's all about. Man.
Well, Ty, you know, I think the first time, dude, you know what? I used to love Danny Lincoln, the HK photographer. Yeah. I mean, he's amazing. He's got great work. And then I see him go and Photoshop that Houston Heat jersey on you. I know you were wearing a Dynasty jersey in that photo. All right. You can't be posting that shit with a Houston Heat jersey on. That's not right, dude. That's not right. Uh-uh. Just wait.
He's a master.
I don't know about you, Danny. We're going to have a chat, bro. He was on it quick.
Yeah.
He was on it quick.
He was.
Yeah, I mean, that looked really real. I'm not going to lie. It broke my heart a little bit. I don't like it one bit.
Me too. I know. I was like, what the hell is this? Then, like, you try to look at it and it's perfect. Like, perfect. He went super zoom, completely just absolutely dialed in. Yeah, Danny, you're a magician, dude. No,
good for you. Good for you. All right. I can't wait. You know, first time we roll up and I see you in a Houston Heat shirt and be in my Dynasty. You know what I was thinking too? I was like, hey, I'm going to pull up our sticker real quick. We're not going to, but I was like, what if we change the yellow to blue? For all the listeners, I've got the PTG logo here. It's like blue and yellow. I was like, what if we
Red?
That's what I meant. Sorry. Yeah. The yellow to red.
Yeah.
That's what I meant. Yeah. What did I say to blue? I think I said to blue.
Yeah.
Yellow to blue.
I was like, then it would just be both of your color.
Yeah. Let me live a little bit, dude. Jeez.
All right. Yeah. We can do double blue.
Blue to red.
I think that's a good idea. Yeah.
It kind of is. We're going to have to do a vote with our listeners, because I think I love our logo. Dude.
I think the gold. We're staying with the gold.
I love the logo. It's dope.
Also, that's like the Golden State Warriors kind of colors. And those are like my favorite ever.
Yeah. Hell yeah. The Warriors are tight. That's going to kind of be what my gun is looking like. I'm excited to see how it comes out. Got the blue and gold. Yeah.
There we go. Your gun was already looking fired up before you added these next details to it.
Yep. Yeah. I'm excited to get the final run for sure. It's going to be badass. It's going to be cool.
So can you kind of break it down? You're doing like, I know you're working on like this, like a canvas kind of thing with like the brush strokes, right?
Yeah. My inspiration is Starry Night, right? I love that painting. Dope. It's a classic. And I also wanted to kind of implement that into my game a little bit more this year. I want to just be a little more creative, you know, try things a little bit more and not be so structured. You know, I'm obviously a player that's known for discipline. So I want to break out of that box a little bit. Have a little fun out there and, you know, dip the paintbrush in some paint and go out there and rip it up. See what happens. See what goes down. So, that's the,
For anybody who doesn't know how Marcelo, got like paintball famous, it wasn't from sitting in the back holding the lane. You know,
that's true.
It was, it was from slam dunking on people and getting the job done. You know, you're one of the best Dorito players out there. That's without a doubt. If you set you loose down a side, you're going to go make smart decisions, make good shots. And, you know, it's really something special. Like, a person's outlook on the game can make them a tremendous paintball player if they understand how to read situations. Wow, you know what
everything.
I mean?
Yeah.
It's everything. That's pretty much all paintball is knowing when to do what at what time. Mm-hmm. That's the game. If you can figure out how to do that, you are going to be a great paintball player. If you read the clock, read the players, read the situation, read the lanes, read the communication, read all these details, and then you compile that all together and start really applying that network of thinking, you're going to be one of the best paintball players out there. Hands
totally.
Down.
I mean, that's what we teach in all of our clinics. It's, you know, the fundamentals are highly important and you need them just to get your foot in the door, but it's all about understanding how to break down situations.
everything you just said, the mm-hmm. clock, the score, the time, the body count, the field positioning, mm-hmm. you name it. All of that stuff, you need to be able to process efficiently, effectively, fast, and make the right decision.
Yeah.
You know, and not always the right decision, but just a better decision than your opponent, you know? And, yeah. and that's, you know, that's something that's beautiful about the game too, is there's times where, you know, if you're in a two or three role, you know, this has happened to me plenty of times, cause I'm out there just constantly talking, and all of a sudden I'll start orchestrating a play, you know, and I'm like, hey, you know, Tyler, look this way, or, you know, Ryan, do this, Blake, do this. We're like putting together a play on the fly. And it works because everyone buys in and everyone does it. But then afterwards, it's like, actually, we had a huge hole right here. That probably wasn't the right move. You should have looked this way. And you know, Yost should have looked that way. Or, you know, Moorhead. Or, God, now I'm going to have to get used to saying all the heat names. Yeah. Huh? Jesus, dude. Oh, this is pretty cool. And, you know, I got to say, pretty cool that you're going to get to play with Fedorov. And actually, you know, a lot of the Heat guys are so awesome. I got to give mad respect to the Heat camp. But for the listeners, I believe we're going to have Fedorov on episode number 88. So stay tuned.
Boom.
Bar any you know, travel issues or Wi-Fi or anything like that. But I think the big news is here. He's going to be playing the NXL. And, you know, that's good for the sport of paintball. It's been a huge bummer that some of the Russians have not been able to make it over. You know, it makes it a little easier for some of the other teams. But as a competitor, you don't want that. You want the best out there. You want to always be, you know, you want to earn it the right way. So. I know a lot of people online too thought that you were going over to Heat to replace Fedorov, and that is actually not the case.
Who could ever do that?
Yeah.
Who could do that?
Well, if someone could, you know, we're probably looking at him, but he's
that guy.
He's special, dude. He's special. He's absolutely special. He's a unique player that nobody else plays like, you know.
No. I hold him right up there with Oliver.
I do too.
Same tier to me. They're both just exquisite paintball athletes that have transcended into another realm of this game that 100% just about of the players will never see, you know?
Sure.
So it's crazy what he's done.
Yeah, dude, I agree. Where is that going with all this? Oh yeah, I had to include your new teammates' names in the process of this. But the point was that, you know, it might not be the most perfect play, but if everybody buys in and you execute it better than the other team reacting, it can still work and you can still win the point. But the key is going back and finding the hole, even though you won the point, and saying, hey, we could do it better still, right? Like, you're like, hey, that was great, it worked, but what if their player decided he wanted to run through the middle of that point? He would have shot all of us. So we got to make sure that zone's, you know, kind of covered as well. So
I think you picked up on something really important there. Most of the time when you win a game, you're like, hey, we did it, you know, and you walk off and you go get your paint in air and you're like, all right, we're doing good, guys, doing good. But what you need to be thinking about is what you're talking about right there is how could we have still lost that? Like, you know, always try to just push it a little bit further. Mm-hmm. Same with your workouts. If you're doing workouts, try to just push it a little bit further, you know, always be trying to test yourself and just, you know, see what's really in the tank, see what you got going on. If you do that, it's going to make you a great paintball player, a great athlete, a great businessman, a great father, a great husband. You know, if you just push it a little bit further and see what's in the tank, there's so much more that's written in us to be explored that most of the time when things are going good, we kind of, you know, We just, you know, don't even look at more.
Totally.
But there's always more. Yeah.
You got to be
always
a cleaner.
More to be done.
I love that book. That book, Relentless, is fantastic.
I can't put it down.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a really good book. And it explains all of this really well. So for those of you out there, Greg Sewers recommended a banger. If you guys haven't read it yet, highly recommend getting it. Speaking of Greg Sewers, he's an infamous player. They just won the ICPL. You're out there. How was it? How was it out there? 10-man event.
It was so much fun, dude. If you get the chance to play ICPL, go play immediately. Or any like woods ball tournaments, any fun paintball. There's nothing better than that. It's like, especially after the week that I had, it was so nice to just go and play woods ball and just like kind of forget about it all and just go have fun with Cap Factory is who we played with. Huge shout out to Infamous. Congrats on the win. They got a sweet WWF belt and some rings, which is pretty cool. Yeah.
Saw that.
And they earned it. They did really well. The game that we lost, we had two guys get shot early, and then one of our guys got a penalty, which drops us down to four. And then we lost another guy on the wire. Me and Moorhead were like positioned too far up in the middle to where they kind of, they kind of surrounded us. And, you know, it's 10 man. So if you go down six players, then you got a lot of people to try and take out, you know?
Sounds scary.
Yeah. So that's kind of what happened. And then, you know, good for Infamous. They walked away with that W. We played Marcelo at 8:45 or like 8:30 at night, the finals.
What?
And the sun was setting and we're in the forest. You can't see anything. It was pitch black out there. And bro, we were trying to beat Infamous at midnight, essentially.
Oh, good
it
luck.
It was dark.
Good luck. Yeah. Good luck.
So we broke the game open a little bit and went through, but it just didn't roll in our favor. So it is what it is. We had fun, man. It's great out there.
That's awesome, dude. Yeah. It looked like a good time. I'm excited for the ICC. Obviously bummed about that.
I know. It would
have been nice to play a 10 man with you. I don't think we've ever played a 10 man together. Oh, we did.
No,
we did in Boston. Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Okay. Never mind. Yeah. All right. We got that under our belt.
Shout out to Frank Connell, baby.
Shout out to Frank.
I just saw him this weekend. He's slinging dilly dillies out there at the tournament and crushing it.
Oh,
Frank
course,
is a
dude.
Beast, dude.
Yeah.
He's such a beast.
You got to get him on
Mad
the show.
Mad love for Frank. I know immediately. Actually, I was bringing that up. We have so many people that we want to have on this show. It's so cool, dude. We got
it
a lot
is.
Of people to bring
and,
on.
Yeah, we can't wait to even circle back. Like, I know a lot of people want Matty Marshall back on, so hopefully we can get him on. Everyone's welcome back on, dude. Let's just talk paintball. Let's have a good time. Let's talk about all the recent stuff.
Matty tried Transfuse for the first time ever this weekend. He tried the kiwi, the watermelon lime. And I posted a video on my story for Instagram. He was genuinely like, damn, this is good. And
it's so good, dude.
He was like, I feel great.
It
was cool to have him try it.
Yeah. It really is good stuff. And I think the drought's over for all the listeners. I'm pretty sure that you can order.
No way.
I think so. I thought so. I see people ordering on our thing. So maybe I'm wrong. Maybe some flavors are still out, but I think we're good to go. I'm going to connect with Steven and get caught up on Transcend and Transfuse and all that stuff. So we'll have some, you know, that news for you guys here pretty soon. I guess while we're talking about show sponsors, G2 Paintball is back in business. They have some events
baby.
On the calendar in July and August. And I just can't say enough good things about G2 Paintball. I mean, it's a fantastic program. Victor does such a great job. And you guys will definitely hear an ad about it at the start of the show. You guys probably already did hear it, or maybe you skipped through it. That happens too. But go to g2paintball.com and stay tuned, because if you guys are in the area, if you're in Arizona or especially in the West Coast, you don't want to miss it. You want to be able to push yourself to the limits. We always teach this at clinics. I was actually just out in Wisconsin over the weekend doing a clinic. Less a clinic and more a private team training. So we had the field to ourselves. Major shout out to Outdoor Adventure and Team Whiteout. They're fantastic. I've been going there we actually just did the math. It's been about 7 years, been working with this field. And this is a completely new version of their team. So a bunch of players I'd never worked with before. And, you know, I really put them through it. And they were like, this is the hardest we've ever worked. I said, yeah. You know, the one thing I always say, one question I always ask is, when can you win a tournament? Everyone always looks around.
When you're tired.
they'll say like any given Sunday, or, you know, they always have something smart to say. I'm like, no, think about it. When can you win a tournament? At the end of the day, when you're exhausted, you've played all your matches. You cannot win a tournament first game in the prelims when you're fresh. It doesn't happen, right? So if you show up to the finals and you're at 60% and you're playing a team that's less talented, less skilled, you know, less experienced than you, but they're at 90% just because they're physically more capable, they're probably going to beat you. That's a really lame reason to lose in an event. So G2 Paintball does a great job of really pushing you to the limits and showing you ways that you can train when you're not at the G2 events. You know, that's a big thing too, is you can go there mm-hmm. and you can take those tools and own them forever. So it's a great deal.
That's right.
You know, G2 Paintball is amazing.
It's all paintball specific too. So right. It's handcrafted for the sport so that you know how to make the right moves and to train as well athletically as an athlete to recreate those moves mm-hmm. and do them over and over and over mm-hmm. and over again until that muscle memory is just hardwired into your muscle system. And then when you go play paintball, it's second nature. You're just doing all the right movements. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely, man. And I guess I would be, you know, I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't recommend that you make sure you are loaded with Transfuse to drink before, during, and after your G2 workouts.
Yes, sir. We did it before World Cup.
That's what I'm saying. That's no joke,
we did.
Though.
We did
Yeah. I was drinking
three
packets a day.
We had to have the Transfuse.
Three packets a day. It was so hot in Arizona. I was dead, dude. I wasn't ready for that. I'll be the first to say it and admit it. It was a tough year. Our gyms were closed. Everything was closed. And we went into that 3-day practice in Arizona and just cooked ourselves, you know. But again, I don't believe we win if it weren't for that weekend. I really don't. I don't think we win if it weren't for that weekend. So
I agree. Yeah. And not just on a physical, but the mentality too that mm-hmm. we set, you mm-hmm. know, approaching that and then driving it home and just the work ethic, you could see it in everybody. And it was powerful. We were there. We knew before we stepped foot out at that tournament that it was a done thing, you know? Mm-hmm. And when you set that kind of intention, it's really powerful. You need to really be clear with your intention when you go into things. That way you can get the most out of yourself and the most out of the organization and the people around you as well. Mm-hmm. It's intention is everything to me. I mean, I think everything actually revolves around intention. And then once you crack through your intentions and why things are going this way or that way, and we align those intentions, then you can really get to fast. You'll get to some big places.
Absolutely. Yeah. I couldn't agree more. You got to lay it out in your mind. You got to make an agreement with yourself on what you plan to do, why you're going to do something, what your reason. Yeah, exactly. 100%, dude.
Hey, Marsh, I think we're going, G2 is going to have a paintball training, I think in Utah in August on the 14th, I think is the weekend that we're looking at doing it.
Okay.
So be on the lookout if you're in that region for something like that going down.
Yeah, that's at the Bro Army Field, which is an amazing field. Love that place. Major shout out to Mama T and Al and Christian Martinez. He plays for the Iron Men. Came up through the Bro Army camp, you know. Him and his brother Brandon, they're ballers. They do a great job out in Utah. G2 will be heading out there. I did know that. I didn't know a date was set. So fantastic. Awesome. That is the weekend. Yeah. If you guys are in the area, you don't want to miss it. G2 is tried and true. It's proven, you know, tested. So, absolutely.
Give it a go, man.
Give it a go. Yeah. Absolutely. Hey, Ty, over the weekend, what gun did you shoot? Have you shot one of the Luxes yet?
I shot the Lux. I, for the most part, shot this sweet all Americans, like old school shocker, which is pretty dope.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Like a authentic OG all American shocker. So it was pretty cool to shoot that. Those are, you know, East Coast paintball is huge. That's a piece of history right there. Like,
oh yeah,
those organizations out there are just as big as the West Coast or, you know, the Southern ones. And they've done a lot for the sport as well. So major shout out to the East Coast, always out there. And yeah, it was fun, man. Playing in the woods is the best. I had so much fun running around out there. I'm a big termite. I just want to go and run around in the forest and play paintball. So it was great to get out there we had the best crew ever. You know, JP Augustin, mm-hmm. Brandon Lambertson, JC Whittington was on the team.
Oh, wow.
Chad George, Ryan Moorhead, Glenn Forrester running around out there having some fun. There's just a bunch. And obviously Dave Baines. And we didn't have Roy. Roy, his wife, she, thank God, was able to, she was on a list for a surgery. So she got that taken care of. Roy, you know, being the great man that he was, stayed back and was there for her through that.
Bummer. Yeah. Roy,
it was fun though.
He invited you, right?
Yeah, I know.
And he got you on the team. Yeah. Damn, man. Major.
Dude, he bought me a first class plane ticket and then didn't even, he couldn't even go. I was like, oh man, I'm sorry. But in the same token, I was like, that's awesome. You know, for your wife, for she's going to be all right.
Absolutely. So back to my question. Did you get to shoot the Lux?
The TM 40? Yeah.
What do you think of it?
Dude, it's crispy. And it's crazy how the frame, you can switch out to a mechanical frame in like 5 seconds. It's so nuts.
RIP to Tim, obviously. I remember being in Asia with him when the Lux X was first coming out, and he was showing me how the frame breaks apart. And it was pretty unbelievable. Yeah. Like that whole gun comes apart like in the snap of a finger.
It does.
Yeah,
it's insane.
It's kind of crazy.
You pull the bolt out, there's a flip inside, you flip it, and then there's another one up under, and you flip it, and then the whole frame just drops right off of the thing. You pull out the solenoid, put in the other solenoid, so it goes from like, you know, the semi to the mechanical style. And then you just, once you put that other solenoid in, you just latch it, clip, the frame's back on, and the gun is ready to go. It's insane.
Crazy. Paintball guns are definitely, they've come a long way, dude. They've come a long way. But it's kind of, it is funny how we're going back to the way paintball guns used to be too, though. You know, like I have a free flow autococker that we use at some of these, you know, 10 man events and stuff like that. It's funny. It's so cool. I love the 10 man scene, dude. I really think it's a very nostalgic, amazing thing. We've talked about it on the show, you know, ad nauseum.
I think Tim actually changed paintball forever.
He did.
He changed it forever. I think it could even be the catalyst that goes on to be the most world famous aspect of paintball too. I like that kind of stuff is very applicable to all types of walks of life. Mm-hmm. Like speedball isn't for everybody, but woodsball is. Totally. And there's, you know, he could have really cracked a code. And thank you, Tim, watching over us. I know you're watching over all of us, and we appreciate you, brother.
Hell yeah. Absolutely, man.
All
right, Ty, I know that our Discord members,
Discord's popping,
the PTG teammates. And if you guys don't know what Discord is, listen, about 6 months ago, I heard people talking about Discord, and you know, I got into this like trading group Discord, and I thought it was just so weird and kind of like nerdy, didn't really understand what it was. I love Discord now. I sit and hang out in this, and so does Tyler. We hang out in this PTG Discord almost all day, talking and hanging out with our community in there, because it's just, it's fun. It's awesome. It's really intuitive. It's fantastic. You guys, if you would like to become a supporter of the show, you can sign up for our Patreon on ptgpaintball.com, click the little Patreon link, and it'll give you access to our Discord. And the Discord is amazing. But in any case, we have questions in there. Let's see.
It's been popping. Imagine what these chat rooms have been like for our Discord, has been crazy.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Especially during this time. So funny. Oh, the memes and the jokes. I've been getting ripped apart, which is funny. Tyler, you got it a little bit too, but not as much. I feel like they really started giving it to me, but it's because I was back there talking back to them. okay. All right. Well, Derek, one of our GOAT members, said that I should stand with the boombox on this show and play love songs for Tyler to come back. The dynasty. Derek, I already tried it actually. Yeah. Before the show, I tried it last, you know, I already tried. It's okay. That's not gonna go, but
I was just crying at the window, just watching.
Yeah. Oh. I forgot what I told you. I was like, I feel like Jack. Sinking down in the ocean. Bye, Rose.
But hey, you got the diamond. You're the diamond.
I got the diamond.
Yeah.
Okay. So from Cameron Clifford, now that we're in our 30s, what mostly bothers you after playing or practicing all day, and what do you do to help it? Examples given: knees, joints, etc. What's the morning routine for stretching, things like that?
Okay.
You want to take that away?
So like just on a physical like standpoint, right? Health wise.
Sounds like you need to
go to G2. So I would say, yeah, do some G2 paintball with us. That'll be a good thing. And then I actually have been handing this book out to everyone. It's called The Eye of Revelation. It's like this Tibetan rites book. And it has these five movements that are really simple. You do them every day. And I've seen tremendous change just, you know, in the few months that I've done it. But if you just do these simple stretches every day and try to, you know, stay active, go for a run, you know, do whatever you can to get your heart rate up, you know, after a long day of paintball, you definitely want to be stretching. You want to make sure that you're getting all the nutrients you can. Drink some Transfuse. Shout out to Garden of Life. They've been helping me out and sending me a bunch of awesome nutrients as well. Just making sure that you're taking care of your vessel, man. This is the only one that you have. And it's designed for you to win if you choose for it to win. You know what I mean? You have to make the right choices. If you put the right nutrients into it, you do the right things every day, then you know the opportunities are endless for you on the paintball field, off the paintball field. But you just got to make sure that you really care about the process and then, you know, make the right choices, buy the right things. You know, we have money and we have we put our values on things. Well, just change what you value, and put your money into things that are going to go towards that value system. And then everything will start to flourish in that direction. But we have to be careful with where we, you know, put our values. And then from there we can grow, we can do anything.
Good answer, Ty. Yeah, I think such a big one when that players don't understand is being hydrated. Being well hydrated alone helps you prevent injury. You know, if you're dehydrated, your everything is more prone to tearing. So drinking lots of water is a crucial one. You know, I think that's, you know, one of the reasons you saw so many players in across all sports. I saw it in paintball, in a lot of the divisional players, and I saw it in basketball, football, everything. You saw a lot of injuries last year. And I think a lot of that was because players were, you know, kind of indulging in booze a little bit more, you know, not taking care of their bodies as much. And that's, you know, how they come back and try to exert their bodies to the same, you know, in the same type of ways as they were previously. And everything was just their ligaments. Everything's a little dusty. It's not lubricated and feeling good, you know? Totally. So that's huge. I really like implementing dynamic stretching as well. So you have static stretching, which is really important for warmups. Go for a couple laps. You want to get the blood flowing. You want to loosen the muscles a little bit before you start to stretch. You want to do your static stretching, but then I really like doing dynamic stretching, and that's to activate your fast twitch muscle fibers. You guys can easily Google and YouTube what dynamic stretches look like. It's more quick movements that, you know, whether it's like pulling your leg up in a certain direction. Again, it's hard to explain verbally, but if you go through and just Google some dynamic stretches, that is a great way to warm up and make sure that you are prepared to get out there and be explosive on the field.
Yeah. And jumping too, like do tons of plyometrics.
Yes.
It's so good for paintball.
Yeah.
Jumping absolutely. Is the best for paintball.
Jumping is fantastic. I agree 100%. All right. I got another one. This is from Steve, one of our GOAT members. Shout out.
Stavi, this question, Stavi Beats.
Stavi Beats indeed. Yep. Yep. This question is for you, Tyler. It's been 8 years since you were quote unquote, the new guy. What will you do to build relationships with your new team? One-on-one time with the guys off the field, work harder at practice to prove yourself. What does that look like? It's a good question.
Everything. It literally is. And as you should approach any moment, you know, a brand new canvas that I get to create on. And yes, it's about once again, caring about the process, you know, taking the time to get to know your teammates, taking the time to get to know, you know, on the paintball field, how they're going to maneuver. And so that we can make sure that we're effective as we possibly can be. It's paintball is just building really good relationships and asking really good questions so that you can get good answers and good outcomes from that process. And it takes a lot of work. I'm super excited to work hard. I've never been more inspired, you know, to work hard than than I am right now, I think, with everything that's gone down, just because of how much backlash that I've gotten off of this whole thing. People have been, you know, really letting me know on the internet and letting me know from this side or that side, or this place or that place. I hear everything. I have my feelers and I got people around me everywhere that tell me everything pretty much. So I'm dialed in, and it's inspiring to know that there's still so much more that can be accomplished. And I'm just ready to build. I'm ready to create.
Yeah, that's like when you break up with your girlfriend and then she goes and gets a gym membership and gets like 10 times hotter. And then that sucks.
Well, maybe the spouse or whatever shouldn't be talking so much trash.
Dang. Maybe the other not I'm not talking trash.
No, not you. No. Oh, maybe, man. The significant other should maybe, you know, not you
gotta,
say so hey, much about you, the yeah.
You got to take care of relationships, you know? That's rule number 1. Yeah. Got to take care of relationships. Let's see.
But I'm excited. Super excited for the process.
Like I said, don't get too excited for that process. you know, it's all good. If you don't, you've pretty much accomplished everything you need to in the sport. So there's really no need to be hungry. You know what I do kind of enjoy about this, Tyler, honestly, is we're kind of living through our own advice, because we have a lot of the PTG teammates and supporters that have asked us these questions when they're debating what team to go to. They have their team that is a bunch of their friends, you know, and they're debating whether they should go to another team. And we've given them very, you know, thorough advice, and we're kind of, you know, you're kind of living through that process right now. You know what I'm saying?
In a sense. Yeah. In a sense, I can see that. Yeah. And it's, dude, paintball is such a beautiful community. We're so lucky to have this show and have everybody that tunes in and is a part of paintball. I mean, I don't even know what would we be doing, bro, if we didn't have paintball. Some other like techie type sport or something, where like maybe chess. I don't know. We'd be really good at chess.
Yeah, I don't know what I'd be doing. That's so interesting. I mean, because I've you know, obviously I know that question and people have asked me that question, but I mean, both of us have been playing since, you know, 9, 10 years old. I don't know what else I'd be doing. It would be some other kind of sport for sure. I've always gravitated towards sports and competition. But then again, maybe not.
Well, basketball. You'd be hooping them.
Unfortunately, too small for basketball, for professional basketball. That would have been a really tough feat. Not impossible, but yeah, I don't know. I also didn't start early enough, so basketball never would have been an option. Well, I guess if I wasn't in paintball, who knows? Who knows what I would have done?
Yeah,
it honestly probably would have been some kind of martial arts.
That's basketball is really good for paintball too. I really, and I know you play a lot.
I see you practicing, dude. I see you out there. I'm gonna steal those cookies. You and Marky,
one on
dude.
One.
Yeah, one on one. You don't. You and Marky, dude. Anytime you want. Anytime.
Oh yeah, Marky was hooping up. Yeah, I saw that recently too.
Trying to tag me like he's got something.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, dude. I see those cookies. Those cookies are right there on the kitchen counter. Anyone could take them. Anyone. I love
him
what
Marky's, know. Let him know.
I love what Marky's doing, man. I actually just shared one of his videos of
me too.
You know, giving away a bunch of giving away stuff just out at the paintball field, having a good time, inspiring kids, you know. That's what it's about. Mm-hmm. That's fantastic. We need as much of that as possible. Mad love for the HK guys. That is a major highlight, is that you got to stay with HK in this move, you know.
Totally.
Yeah.
Those I mean, honestly, I don't know that I could go. I don't know that I could go anywhere else, just because I love those guys so much and their clothes feel so good. Like, just wearing HK is you feel light, you feel fast, it's durable, it's great stuff. And you can always count on the fact that, you know, it's going to work, it's going to do good, and you're going to be able to look stylish out there too while you're playing, you know?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely, dude. HK stuff is fantastic. I got my, I forget what these shirts are called.
Dude.
Athletics kinds.
I got my hat on from 2013 when we won the series title and when we won everything. This is from 2013 that I
have. Epic. Yeah. Epic. Still going strong.
Still going strong. Yeah.
All right. I'm trying to see. I think that's all the questions we have in the Discord, actually.
Yeah. Yeah. And thank you to everybody who taps in on that. Those, I think there was a couple different ones in there.
There were.
We just appreciate you all.
Yeah. We answered them in the Discord. We'll leave those private for them to sit there and ponder.
Yeah.
But I did want to talk about an event we have coming up July 10th and 11th at Blast Camp. It's a BKI clinic with Tyler and myself. Very excited for us to get out there. And it'll be so cool because now Tyler's going to have all of the Houston Heat tips and tricks to come and share with you guys. So it's going to be like doubling down. You're going to get the dynasty tricks, the Houston Heat tricks. We've basically just doubled our value in the blink of an eye, actually, over a weekend. So now the PTG pro schools are going to be booming.
It's lit.
It's lit.
Oh man. Yeah.
I'm excited to get out to Blast Camp too. I've heard nothing but great things about that field. Obviously, had Jackson Frey, which is Virgil's son, the owner of Blast Camp, on the show. What a great kid. They're out there working really hard. Team USA, the U19 squad was out there practicing, I think, last weekend. Sounded like they got a great grind in. Field looks pristine. So very pumped to get out there for that. So again, guys, that is July 10th and 11th. So, Tyler, do you remember how to sign up for that? I don't even know I think it might be sold out.
Yeah, I think it might be, but if you go to Blast Camp, like their Facebook, or I think it is even blastcamp.com, blastcamppaintball.com,
blastcamp.com.
Like you can sign up on, then you can sign up there on the website for that. And we can't wait to get out there. If you're in the area of Blast Camp, be sure to sign up and we will see you guys out there in July.
Awesome, dude. Well, shoot. Ty, this show, I think, accomplished everything we wanted it to. You know, again, there were so many questions on what was going to be going on with PTG, if we were still friends, if we still liked each other, if I did something to make you want to leave, or, you know, there were
so many questions.
I was like, no, dude, we're good. PTG is going to be stronger than ever, and we're excited to continue to move forward. And that's kind of that. So.
Totally. Yeah, I know it's been madness. Thank you everybody for your patience and for supporting the podcast, supporting us on our adventures and supporting paintball. We love you. We appreciate you all. And we'll just keep, you know, bringing the good times and having fun on the show and playing a lot of paintball.
Absolutely, guys. All right, everybody. Again, if you guys want to get in that Discord, we're going to be doing, that's one thing that we definitely forgot to mention, the G2 giveaway. Victor Gamboa.
It's huge. It's the biggest
giveaway. It's super cool what he's doing. He wants to load the boat. It's going to be a Hormesis headband, a signed G2 t-shirt, a hat, and a bunch of other little goodies that he wants to put together a big package to give away to someone in our Discord group. So again, you guys can go to ptgpaintball.com and click the Patreon link. You sign up there for any level. We'll get you access to the Discord group. Get in there, and we will be doing a fantastic giveaway for somebody that is in the group. And then you're also going to be in there and have a blast with us because we're jamming. It's a lot of fun.
So much fun. And also, Marsh, we have a Hormesis headband and a jersey. So we have a couple more giveaways that we're going to be doing as well. So stay tuned for that as well.
Awesome. Yeah. The Hormesis headband that Alex sent. Awesome. Yeah. I love what they're doing as well. And Alex is just the man. Huge thank you to him for hooking everyone up like that. But, that will be
I have to say this, Alex is one of the best people I've ever met in my life. I love him with all my heart. And like that hurts me. Like, I love Alex so much. And, you know, that he'll forever be like someone that is like, his knowledge is in my head. Like everything, all these little things that he said, all these keynotes, he's just the best guy ever. So huge shout out to Alex and everything that they're doing.
Well, dude, Spot will be waiting for you at the end of the season. just kidding. I'm not gonna put that kind of pressure on you, but anyway, so that giveaway is gonna be, and you're right, Alex is truly one of the greatest people that I've ever met. I gotta say.
Yeah.
That giveaway, that Hormesis headband, the exclusive one from Alex directly, is going to be for the GOAT community. We got to come up with a fun trivia for that. And
there we go.
Just have fun in there again. We'll probably let the community come up with what it is because again, it's fantastic. So,
and we end all of our GOAT community talks by going, bye. It's like, it's our way of saying bye. So if you want to do a shout out with the bye, that's what we're doing in there. It's the GOAT talk. We're having a lot of fun. Shout out to the GOATs.
Oh, and you know what? I'm sorry. My bad for being a little unprepared on or forgetting stuff that I wanted to talk about. So this is going to drop Tuesday, which means tomorrow, Wednesday, is going to be the NXL field layout drop. I will be doing a field breakdown with Nick Sloviak. It's a very in-depth breakdown on the Guns Up app. You guys need to sign up for BKI. Actually, I think the first one's free, so you can see if you like it. And then, you know, if you do, you can sign up in the week after we play the field. It's even more in-depth with game plans and stuff like that. But also for our Discord members, for the GOAT community, Tyler and myself are going to jump into the GOAT voice lounge tomorrow night in the Discord and just kind of go over how we feel about the layout, some initial, you know, thoughts and things like that. So that should be fun as well. So if you guys do get signed up, you will get to enjoy that.
Yep, we'll see you guys in there. Always a good time.
Alrighty, peace.
All right, brother, peace. Well, there you have it. That is the full scoop of what is going on. And we can't thank you enough for tuning in to Play the Game podcast. We love you guys out there. We have the best community in the world, and we are so excited to continue to grow this community and keep boosting paintball to the moon. Just like my shirt says, Play the Game podcast to the moon, baby. If you want to support the show, you can head on over to ptgpodcast.com and become a supporter there. We have everything from the podcast to the store, information on our partners and our Patreon page as well over there. That's ptgpodcast.com and support there. Thank you to constantpursuit.com for making our awesome website. That's Rusty Glaze. He does the best sites in the world. If you're a paintball store or a field and you need a website done, hit up constantpursuit.com. If you have any questions, ever want to tap in with us, DM us at Play the Game Podcast on Instagram. And we always love tapping in with the community. Thank you everybody for supporting. And stay safe out there.